أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتقوا الظلم فإن الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, it is possible for the wife of a Nabi to be a disbeliever, the likes of Nuh alayhi salam and the likes of Lut alayhi salam. The Quran emphatically makes reference towards this in the concluding verses of Surah At-Tahrim. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا امْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَامْرَأَةَ لُوطٍ. That the wife of Nuh alayhi salam and the wife of Lut alayhi salam were disbelievers. However, Abdul ibn Abbas says, مَا بَغَتْ إِمْرَأَةٌ قَتُّ. It is possible for the wife of a Nabi to be a disbeliever, but it can never be possible for the wife of a Nabi to be immoral and be unchaste. In the very same breath, in the same light, in the same vein, in the system of Allah, there is place and there is room, and there is amnesty for the existence of a non-Islamic state. But in the system of Allah, there can never be room for an oppressive ruler and an oppressive state. Brothers, you and I, coming from the history of apartheid, where they took 2, 3, 5 decades, whatever it was, but ultimately in the planning of Allah, the system of apartheid had to be dismantled. That was the system and the planning of Allah. That is why in Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, Ya Ibadi, إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا. O my servants, out of my sheer mercy, I have made oppression totally forbidden for myself. How dare you oppress? كَتَبَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah says, it is my mercy, it is my compassion, it is my trait and my quality. I have made this incumbent upon myself, but that is my mercy. In the same breath, I have made exploitation and oppression totally forbidden for myself, just as a kind gesture to you. فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. How dare you oppress? You know, there is an incident. There was a woman who was living on a farm, and she had young children with whom she was living, and she had a cow. There was a tyrant king at that time who was going on one of his hunting expeditions. He comes and he snatches this cow away from this woman, which was the only source of income and milk. He had taken that cow, they roasted the cow, they slaughtered the cow. This woman, naturally, she was perturbed and hurt. The next day, someone told her that the king will be passing by that bridge. Why don't you stand on that bridge and make known to him your concern? If he hears you out, well and good. If not, that is the condition of a tyrant ruler. This innocent elderly woman, she goes and she stands on the bridge. As this tyrant king comes by, she tells him, I have one question to ask you, that whether you want to settle me on this bridge or do you want to settle me on the bridge of Sirat? It is your choice. Wallah, brothers, understand clearly. Allah has not made this world a place where justice will be meted out. Nor has Allah kept in the capacity of this world for justice to be meted out. Nor has Allah made this world a place where victory will be determined. If this world determined victory, then the grandson of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not have been assassinated. If this world determined victory, the hands of Abdullah bin Ja'far would not have been severed. تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامِ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Allah says, this is the world. Some will be given honor, some will be given power, some will be given respite, some will be dropped. Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, brothers, I don't have time. Moments before his assassination, he embraces his child, the 2-3-year-old child, Abdullah, that let me bid farewell to you. Understand the system of Allah. The day that justice will prevail will be the day of Qiyamah. As he is about to bid farewell to this child, just then a stray arrow comes and strikes this child on the neck, separating the head from the body. Brothers, today you see footage, you become emotional, and rightfully so. It makes me cry, it makes you cry. I guess it will make any human cry. But just to understand, before you become a victim of a psychological despondency, which in essence is the object of the media, let us just put things into perspective and understand that inna yawmal fasli kana miqata, that qiyamah will see that justice will prevail. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? Ittaqu zulma fa inna zulma zulumatun yawm al-qiyama, that do not oppress, for verily that oppression will be converted to layers of darkness on the day of Qiyamah. وَاتَّقُوا الشُّحَّ فَإِنَّ الشُّحَّ أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. And do not let miserliness grip you. That is what had gripped the nations before you. حَمَلَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ سَفَكُوا دِمَاءَهُمْ. It provoked them to innocently claim the lives of innocent people. The rewrite appears in Muslim on the authority of Abu Huraira. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَتُعَدُّنَّ الْحُقُوكَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِيَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Listen, Qiyamah is going to come. Brothers, as Muslims, we need to reaffirm our belief that زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَلَّا يُبْعَسُوا. The kuffar are under the notion, under the pretext, that there is nothing like the day of Qiyamah. In fact, even logic calls for the day of Qiyamah. It cannot be that the dictators and the oppressors of this world continue oppressing. Brothers, what a sensitive moment we have entered into. What a bleak time we are living in. ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ. Allah says that the land narrowed upon them despite its vastness. Today I am talking before you, 30 years old, that is my age. Wallah, brothers, in the last 10 years, I have literally witnessed, if not heard, the invasion of Afghanistan, which was then succeeded or continued by the invasion of Iraq. The cry of the Palestinian Ummah still continues. Recently, we have seen the invasion of Lebanon. Allah alone knows what is going to happen. It is unfolding so rapidly before us, and the bigger plan of Allah is taking shape. Nabi alayhi salam said, لَتُعَدُّنَّ الْحُقُوكَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِيَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Listen, Qiyamah will see that every man is given his due. حَتَّى يُقَادُ مِنَ الشَّاتِ الْجَلْحَىٰ إِلَىٰ الشَّاتِ الْقَرْنَىٰ. That if in this world, a horned goat knocked a hornless goat, On the day of Qiyamah, the latter will be given horns and the former will be denied horns, and justice will be meted out between two goats. I ask you, my respected brothers, when Nabi alayhi salam has emphatically said that Qiyamah will see that justice will prevail between two goats, you think that the massacres that take place and those responsible for the blanket murder, carnage and brutality that we continue to see, you think this will go unwatched in the court of Allah and these people will not be brought to book? Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, the notorious bloodshedder, who apart from those who he killed in the battlefield, conservatively can be said that he killed 120,000 people. When he died, somebody had seen him in a dream and they asked him that ma fa'ala Allahu bik, how did you fare before Allah? He said, qatalani bi kulli qatilin qataltuhu qatla, in lieu of every unjust killing that I indicated, promoted or indicated. And that is the pain, the silence of the Muslim world on such gruesome murders and crimes. Nay, the silence, we may digest it, but the provocation, if not the support of such gruesome murders and crimes. Brothers, we as Muslims believe that Qiyamah will see, that justice will prevail. What did he say? In lieu of every unjust killing that I perpetrated, Allah made me taste the agony of death one time. وَقَتَلَنِي بِسَعِيدٍ مِنَ جُبَيْرٍ سَبِينَ قَتْلَى. And make no mistake, every time you shower your arrow, you send your missile, 50 civilians go, one is Allah's friend. 50 civilians go, one is Allah's friend. What did he say? In lieu of every killing, Allah made me taste the agony of death one time. For killing Sa'id ibn Jubair, Allah said, you are playing with my friend, you'll die 70 times. Wallah, the Firauns of the previous Ummah, they killed the boys and left the girls. The Firauns of this Ummah, they have taken the boys with the girls. يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ. What did Nabi alayhi salam say in the riwayat of Bukhari and Muslim? مَنْ ظَلَمَ قِيدَ الشِّبْرِ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ تُوِّقَهُ مِنْ سَبِعْ عَرْضِينَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. That person, listen to this, brothers, that person who usurps the land of someone else equivalent to one span, that person who usurps the land of someone else equivalent to one span, that person, the seven earths will be converted into a necklace and shoved down that person's throat. And let me tell you that the justice system of Allah, it is not like the justice system of this world. In this world, a person perpetrates a crime. He knows he is guilty. He goes to court. But because there isn't tangible evidence against him, he walks out scot-free, innocent. Nabi alayhi salam said in the riwayat of Bukhari, that innakum takhtasimuna ilayya. Listen, you present to me with your arguments. Wala'alla ba'dukum an yakuna alhana bihujjati min ba'din. And some of you are more profound. Some of you are more articulate. Some of you come across more convincing than others. Faqdi bi nahwi ma asma. Nabi alayhi salam says, I am human. I take it at face value. But make no mistake, if you know it is not yours, that does not give you the right to take. I'm just allotting a share of Jahannam for you. Brothers, as Muslims, we believe that Qiyamah will see that justice will prevail. What does the Quran say? وَكَذَٰلِكَ نَكُسُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُسَبِّتُ بِهِ فُعَادَكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we narrate to you the tales of the previous prophets, by virtue of which you could study their lives and take support from their happenings. Brothers, it is with this spirit that I speak to you about the life of a prophet that the Quran speaks about. But let me just touch on one hadith of Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُمْلِي لِلظَّالِمِ. What a hadith. Allah has no place for an oppressor. However, Allah's system of dismantling oppression is very gradual. These are the words of the hadith. Allah is very tolerant. Allah gives leeway. He gives respite. He gives allowance. Study the oppression of Fir'aun. Before the birth of Musa alayhi salam, he orders the general massacre of children across the board. Again, in his foolish notion, that was the first crime. Again, in his foolish notion to alter the overall plan of Allah, فَالْتَقَتَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًا وَحَزَنًا. That child for whom he killed thousands of children, He picks up the child, but that's the planning of Allah. Allah wants to show him blatantly, you cannot change my planning. And subsequent to Musa's growing up and becoming a Nabi and 600,000 magicians accepting his message, again he realizes his power is at stake and his position is in jeopardy. For a second time, he orders the general massacre of children across the board. Brothers, there is a misconception amongst Muslims that we cannot coexist with non-Islamic faiths. Wallah, we had lived with them over the decades, over the periods. Wallah, they had prospered. They went from strength to strength. That will happen. That is a topic on its own. Fir'aun orders the general massacre of children across the board. Amongst the people he had oppressed, I am now tying this up with the mercy of Allah. Not that Allah does not condone it. Allah gives respite. Nabi alayhi salam says, Inna Allah la yumli lizzalim. Allah just leaves him. And then Allah unleashes his wrath. You know, they say you go for the kill. You go for the jugular. You go for the kill. Allah just leaves him. Hisqil, there was a person amongst the tribe of Fir'aun who embraced Islam. Brothers, listen to this. He had concealed his iman. After a few months, his wife also embraced Islam. One day she was busy combing the hair of the daughter of Fir'aun. You know, when you speak about gruesome murder, when you speak about brutality, you speak about unjustifiable crimes, then to speak about oppression becomes oppression. In the era of democracy, in the period in which we live, in the time in which we live, few months ago we were reading in the papers that few youngsters, they had killed a rat and they had mercilessly abused it and they had found a place in the jails of this world. One insignificant creature, we understand the sentiments afforded to animals, but thousands who perpetrate the crime against humanity and the international world is silent. Wallah, brothers, at times I wonder if it doesn't make your heart cry. I wonder if there's any heart left. She was busy combing the hair of the daughter of Fir'aun and the comb fell down. As she picks up the comb, she says, Ta'isa Fir'aun. What a oppressive dictator Fir'aun is. Immediately she's brought in the court of Fir'aun. You call me an oppressor, you call me a dictator. Mar rabbuki ayyatuha al-khana. Who is your Lord? She says, my Lord is Allah and he is your Lord. Ila hadha al-haddi. In front of me you deny my divinity. She says, I believe in one Allah. Faqal al-hurras. He points to the guards. Ihrikuha wahriku abna'aha amamaha. That do me a favor. Burn this woman alive. But before you do that, bring her children and burn her children before her eye. The riwayat of Ibn Majah, page 291. Nabi alayhi salam, when he went on Mi'raj, when he ascended, he says, Ya Jibreel, ma hadhihi ar-rih at-tayyiba. What is this fragrant scent I get emitting? Jibreel says, this is the scent that is coming from the grave of the slave of Fir'aun who died while giving her life for Allah. And next to her are children, and next to her is a husband. Decades and centuries have passed. Nabi alayhi salam's conveyance ascends to the heavens and he gets the beautiful smell emitting from the grave. Oh, my sisters that are listening, today you adorn yourself with the deodorants of this world and you impress men and come across seductive. What has happened to the youngsters of this ummah? Brothers, as I always mention, before you get the negative perception of the delay of the help of Allah, just see where the youngsters are congregating on Saturday nights. Wallah, if you have a fraction of iman, you will cry like a baby. What did Nabi alayhi salam then say? Summa idha akhadahu lam yuflitu. Then Allah grabs the dictator. Now when his eyes say he is a dictator or he is a oppressor, yeah, Allah by his own admission says that Fir'aun is a dictator. Study the clemency of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Inna Fir'aun ala fil ard. Verily Fir'aun rebelled on the earth. Waja'ala ahlaha shi'a. He had divided the people into categories. Yastadu'ifu ta'ifatan minhum. He said that the Bani Israel have been created to serve. We have been created to rule. Brothers, there is pleasure living in this world if four people exist. If four people do not exist, there is no more pleasure living in this world. بعلم العلماء وبعدل العمراء وبسخاوة الأغنياء وبدعاء الفقراء بعلم العلماء. If there are pious, noble scholars around, if there are just rulers, if they are wealthy, generous people, and if they are pious, poor people. وَلَوْلَا الْعُلَمَا, if there are no pious scholars around, لَحَلَكَ الْجُهَلَا, then the masses will go astray. Like what we find today, these so-called Islamic scholars who begin to give fatwas on Sharia, who are guiding the masses astray. وَلَوْلَا عَدْلُ الْعُمَرَا, if there is no fairness, there is no equality, there is no justice, لَأَكَلَ النَّاسُ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا, then the wealthy will thrive at the hands of the weak. There will be no fairness, there will be no equality. Brothers, that is exactly what has happened today. There are no more just rulers left in this world. وَلَوْلَا سَخَاوَةُ الْأَغْنِيَا, if there are no wealthy, generous people around, لَحَلَكَ الْفُقَرَىٰ, then the poor people will suffer. وَلَوْلَا دُعَاءُ الْفُقَرَىٰ لَخَرَبَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ, if there isn't the wealthy, generous people, and if there isn't the poor, pious people, Allah's qasam, the skies and the earth, both will be destroyed. And then Nabi alayhi salam recited the verse, وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَىٰ وَهِيَ ظَالِمًا إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ عَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ, Allah gives respite, Allah gives grace, Allah gives leeway, Allah gives allowance, and then Allah grips. That's the words of the Quran. إِنَّ بَطْشَ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيدٌ, verily the grasp of your Lord is very, very intense. The grasp of your Lord is very severe. And then Allah grips. He grips this Fir'aun in the center of the ocean. What do the scholars write? Mula Abu al-Hassan Ali Nadwi, that mata maliku Misra ba'idan an arshihi, ba'idan an sultanihi, la tabibun yudawihi, wala sadiqun yuwasihi, wala aynun tabkihi. He dies in the center of the ocean. Allah has his time, Allah has his grace. The sun would set over every empire. Fir'aun dies in the center of the ocean, far away from his throne, far away from his dominion. There is no doctor to treat him. There is no friend to pacify him. There isn't an eye to shed a tear on his death. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ, neither the heavens, neither the earth mourn his death. Even the waters of the oceans threw him out. Brothers, such is the fate of a dictator. Listen, my brother, I can sit here and take out extracts from the media and captions from the papers and end on a political analogy. But I think I would be doing a disservice to this congregation, because I believe that this honorable platform compels me that we conclude spiritually. Wallah, you will listen to the media, it will leave me depressed, it will leave you depressed. And that is the fundamental object and goal of the media. I think it is time that we use this platform to echo the correct sentiments and put things into perspective. After the demise of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the Bani Israel were subjugated to a host of atrocities and a host of crimes. For three centuries, there was no real ruler that had governed over them. Hence, they had become soft targets. Brothers, when you look at the Muslim world today, wallah, they have become leaderless. When I say leaderless, I mean they lack moral leaders. They lack spiritual leaders who fear Allah. Again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاءُكُمْ خِيَارَكُمْ وَأَغْنِيَاءُكُمْ سَمْحَاءَكُمْ وَأُمُورُكُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَكُمْ, when your leaders are noble, when your wealthy are generous, and when your matters are mutually discussed, then enjoy living in this world. When conditions are reversed, Allah forbid, you are better off beneath the soil than above the soil. وَإِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاءُكُمْ شِرَارَكُمْ, Allah says, when the most evil amongst you are made leaders of society, وَأَغْنِيَاءُكُمْ بُخَلَاءَكُمْ, and when the wealthy begin hoarding their wealth. Brothers, today you want and I want that the so-called Muslim leaders must forget about the internal differences and unite with one another. I say that before we take that on an international level, let us simplify that on a local level. How about you in your business? Stop deceiving, stop speaking lies. How about you joining hands with your brother and start speaking again? And then you will see the bigger picture. وَإِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاءُكُمْ شِرَارَكُمْ, Nabi alayhi salam says, when the leaders amongst you are the most evil, وَأُمُورُكُمْ إِلَىٰ نِسَائِكُمْ, and when women are exclusively made in charge of your affairs, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are better off beneath the ground than above the ground. In other words, at that time, when women are made in charge of your affairs, you are better off dead than alive. Brothers, bear with me, I will wrap up. There is a crisis in this ummah. This ummah is facing a global problem. As I mentioned, I think it is time we use this platform to echo the correct sentiments and put things into perspective. Nabi alayhi salam mentions, listen to this. Nabi alayhi salam says there are five angels who descend each morning with five proclamations. Brothers, when your child cries, you embrace your child, you cuddle your child. Listen to the cry of the angels. The first angel descends in Makkatul Mukarrama. The second angel descends in Medina. The third angel descends at Baytul Maqdis. The fourth angel descends at the graveyard of the Muslims. And the fifth angel descends at the bazaars of the Muslims. That angel that descends in Makkah, what is the cry of that angel? Ala man taraka fara izallah faqad kharaja min rahmatillah. That person who deliberately omits those things that Allah has made compulsory, mandatory and obligatory, tell him that he has no share in the mercy of Allah. The angel that descends in Medina, what is the cry of that angel? Ala man taraka sunan an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqad kharaja min shafa'atihi. That person who deserts the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell him that he will be deprived of my intercession on the day of Qiyamah. Wallah, brothers, I don't know what happens within me when somebody argues about the beard. Wallah, I will say this and I will die saying this. And Allah's qasam, you can write this on my qabr. فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَكُولُ لَكُمْ. This attitude that it is only sunnah. Allah's qasam, I actually see disbelief dripping from that statement. It is only sunnah. But one goal dictates who wins the World Cup. One run dictates who wins the World Cup. One vote dictates who runs the country. One cent dictates who is wealthier. But one sunnah of my Nabi dictates nothing. And then we say, Mawlid Sahib, recite Kunud Nazila in the Fajr Salah. At times I ask myself, what Kunud Nazila? When three-quarters of this ummah is sleeping at the time of Fajr. This dua that we normally hear on the occasion of Jumu'ah. Allahumma ansur man nasara deena Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waj'alna minhum wakhzul man khazala deena Sayyidina Muhammad. That ya Allah, help those that help your deen and make us from amongst them, and forsake those that desert your deen. One great scholar, Mulla Sayyid Ahmed Khan Sahib Muhajir Madani, used to mention that don't make this dua. He says you are cursing this ummah. This ummah has forsaken this deen before any other ummah. What is this dua? That ya Allah, you forsake those that have deserted your deen. He says don't make this dua. This ummah has abandoned Allah before any other ummah. But one sunnah cuts no ice before my Nabi. But one cent dictates who is wealthier. One run dictates who wins the World Cup. Wallah, I swear by Allah, one sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beloved to my Allah, is more beloved to my Allah than the skies and the earth. That is the second angel. The third angel descends at Baytul Maqdis. What did the poet say? Abi Tara Aqsal Salami. Oh my father, you're going to Masjidul Aqsa. Convey my salams to the soils of Masjidul Aqsa. And convey my choicest blessings to the Palestinian Ummah. And tell them, Ma mata law qutila shaheedu. That those who die in the liberation of Aqsa, they may be dead to the world, but wallah, they are alive in the eyes of Allah. That angel descends at Baytul Maqdis. What is the cry of that angel? Ala man iktasaba malan haraman. That person whose earnings are haram, contaminated, tell him that his good deeds will never be accepted by Allah. That yati ala nasi zaman. La yubali al mar'u ma akhada. Amin al halal, amin al haram.
Such a time is to dawn upon my ummah, where people will not worry from where the wealth is coming, whether it is halal, whether it is haram, they will not worry. Yati ala nasi zaman, la yubali al-mar'u ma akhadha, amin al-halal, amin al-haram. Such a time will dawn, people will not worry from where the wealth is coming. Dirham al-riba, ya'kuluhu al-rajul, a'zamu indallah, min salasati wa salazina zinya, yazniha fil Islam. One dirham of riba carries that nahusat and carries the curse worse than committing zina 33 times. The fourth angel descends at the graveyard of the Muslims. What is the cry of this angel? Ya ahlal maqabir, O the dwellers of these graves, now since you have gone ahead, since you have come into the grave, what are your regrets and who do you envy? Perhaps whilst you are alive in this world, whilst you were alive, your regrets would have been that why didn't I set up my children in this world? Why didn't I set up my daughter in university? Why didn't I make my children something in this world? But now when things have opened up before you, are your regrets still the same or have your regrets changed? He says, Allah's qasam, the angel tells this person that Allah's qasam, your regrets would have changed. He puts the question that who do you envy? The voice comes from the grave. We envy those that obey Allah. The fifth angel descends at the bazaars of the Muslims at the time of Asr, when the Muazzin is saying, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah. Allah says, Wa fis sama'i rizqukum, that your sustenance lies in the heavens. What do we see? If I close my shop, I will lose that customer. Wallah, if you have a spiritual eye, you will see that angel. If you have a spiritual ear, you will hear him. If you have a spiritual heart, you will feel him. What is the cry of the fifth angel? He says, Mahlan, mahlan. Just pause and listen for a little while. For how long will you be blinded by materialism? Wallah, brothers, week in and week out, the ulama, they sit on the mimbar, they pour out their hearts. We will walk out of the masjid, we will speak about sports, we will speak about politics, we will speak about everything else that attracts the anger and the wrath of Allah. He says, let it be known to you, shawwaqnakum falam tashtaqu wa khawwafnakum falam takhafu, that we had invited you to Jannah, but it seems as though our invitation did not turn you on. Wa khawwafnakum, we had repeatedly warned you, but it did not seem to deter you. The angel tells this person, Lawla rijalun khusha وَصِبْيَانٌ رُدَّى وَبَهَائِمٌ رُدَّى وَشُيُوخٌ رُقَّى لَصَبَّ عَلَيْكُمُ الْعَذَابُ صُبَّى. If it was not for those innocent children who are breastfeeding on the breast of their mothers, if it was not for these white-bearded people, if it was not for the animals in the jungle, Allah's qasam, you would have been no more. Wallah, they have kept the anger of Allah at bay. You know, the children is worrying you, but there are visitors in the house who don't allow you to vent your anger. Wallah, these white bearded people that we have in front of us, wallah, those innocent children, those animals in the jungle, they have kept the anger of Allah at bay. Those children who die and cry, who fall and collapse on the name of Allah, we make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah bring victory to this ummah. Brothers, wherever the Muslims are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them. Muslims are being kicked from pillar to post. Brothers, as I had mentioned in the very beginning, اتقوا الظلم فإن الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة, that do not oppress, for verily that oppression will be converted into layers of darkness. One Sahabi says, the riwayat appears in Muslim, he says, I picked up my hand to slap my slave. He says, as I picked up my hand, someone caught my hand from the back. What did Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salam advise his son? Oh my son, when your authority incites you or provokes you to oppress the next man, at that time remember the qudrat and the power that Allah has over you. He says, I picked up my hand to slap my slave. Somebody caught my hand from the back and he said, Ya Aba Mas'ud, Lallahu Akdaru alayka minka ala hadha al-ghulam. He says, Oh Abu Mas'ud, Allah has more authority over you than what you have over the slave of yours. He says, I turned around. It was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What can I say? Huwa hurrun li wajhi Allah. He says, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the only thing I can say is that I freed the slave of mine for the pleasure of Allah. What did Nabi alayhi salam tell him? Ya Aba Mas'ud, Ya Aba Mas'ud, Ama law lam taf'al, oh Abu Mas'ud, just as well you have freed the slave of yours, just as well. Otherwise, the fire of Jahannam would have been waiting for you. We make dua to the Almighty Allah, that Allah once again restore the glory to this Ummah. Brothers, how long, how many more bayans will we hear before we change our lives? Let us return change. Not a decade has passed and his eyes have seen so much. Not 10 years have lapsed and his ears have heard so much. Brothers, is it not high time that we abandon sin, get rid of vice, and adopt a life of total compliance to the noble dictates of Sharia? We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah, make us from such people. Alladhina yastami'una al-qawl. Those who are after listening, whatever was mentioned, they bring it physically into practice. Ulaika alladhina hadahum Allah. These are the ones whom Allah has guided. Wa ulaika hum ulul albab. And these are the intelligent ones. May Allah inspire us.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والجنة للموحدين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين والصلاة والسلام الأكملان الأتمان على الركن الأعظم أفضل من تقدم ومن تأخر وعلى آله وأصحابه الغر الميامين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتقوا الظلم فإن الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئًا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حيان أثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة وأسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضوان الله تعالى عليه ومن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واهدي من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة Straighten the sufuf, make sure our heels are in line, we're standing shoulder to shoulder. And make sure our garments are above our ankles.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين ودع أذاهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله، اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنبياؤك وعبادك المقربون، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنبياؤك وعبادك الصالحون. أنت المستعان، أنت المستعان، وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.